Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan! May peraan! Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Ako si Christina Lazo at ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Winnie, hindi niya tunay na pangalan. 51 ang edad, may asawa at tatlong anak, taga Victoria. Pakinggan muna natin ang kwento ni Winnie. Kamusta kayo? Ako si Winnie, isang teacher. Halos 10 taon na kaming nagbabayad ng mortgage. Ang problema, nawala ng trabaho ang aking asawa. Sa ngayon, kaya pa naman ang aking sweldo, pero baka hindi ko na kayanin sa mga susunod na buwan na bayaran ang mortgage loan. Ang My Peraan question ay, ano-ano ang pwede kong gawin para naman hindi ito mauwi sa foreclosure? Para magsilbing gabay ni Winnie, makakausap natin ang mortgage broker na si Miss Maria Papa. Kamusta po kayo, Miss Maria?
Hello, Christina. Good morning. How are you?
Ayan. All good po. O, ito na. Nagpapakatotoo si Winnie. Kaya sigurado akong napapaisip din kayo, no? Napapaisip din siya sa kanyang mga options para naman na hindi magkaroon ng mortgage default, no? Tama bang ganito palang kaaga ay iniisip niya na kung ano ang mga pwedeng hakbang? This early po. Sige, go ahead and talk to Winnie.
I strongly agree with Winnie na at this stage, early stage, kailangan, even before hindi na niya makayanang mabayaran yung mortgage, my first suggestion is to start talking to the banks. So yung mortgage niya, kung sino yung banko na yon na may hawak ng mortgage niya, call them. Each bank would have a financial hardship hotline. Just Google it and then you just give them a call. Kasi as soon as they know what's going on, you're in a better spot to be able for them to be able to help you with your home loan. There are several ways na matutulungan siya ng banko. First is they can actually change yung repayment kung ano lang ang kaya niya talagang ibayad. Like let's say kung ang mortgage na repayment niya is around $3,000, sabihin niya na pwede bang mga $1,500 in the next 2-3 months. Be upfront with the bank. Tell them what happened. Nawala ng trabaho yung asawa mo. Sabihin mo na baka within probably 3 to 6 months, he can get back on track and be able to find the job. Be upfront with the lender. There are also other options in which kung talagang hirap na siya, itigil mo na yung repayment for the next 1, 2, or 3 months. Negotiate with the bank. That's the first thing she should do.
Okay, negotiate with the bank. So, bakit po sa tingin ninyo kailangan ganito kaaga ay pinoproblema niya na yan? Kasi diba, alam niyo naman ng mga Pinoy, sanay din tayo sa pa-last minute, no? But in this regard,
yes.
Mukhang iba ang strategy dapat. Bakit po kailangan ganon? Para lang sa mga nakikinig na parang feeling nila kakayanin pa naman, baka naman magkaroon pa ng additional support dyan, hindi ko na kailangan problemahin to.
That's a good question. Yung sitwasyon ni Winnie, it's just a temporary situation. I've seen a lot of clients who went through something like this. And they just avoided, parang wishing the problem would go away. But it's not gonna go away. I had a client, no? They were starting out in Australia. But, you know, they took out personal loans kasi they were studying at that time. But because, you know, siguro they had difficulty budgeting and all that. So there were moments na hindi nila nababayaran yung mga utang nila, credit cards, personal loans. So nagkakaroon ng mga defaults yan. I don't want Winnie to go to that situation in which magkaka-default na siya. Because, you know, if you don't pay, even if you're late in your payments consistently for 1, 2, or 3 months, that takes a hit on your credit report. And once your credit report gets hit, it's going to be difficult for you to get it back to where it was. It will take months until such time you're able to pay on time. So before that happens, yung for you to negotiate with the bank, you're already avoiding those defaults or those late payments. If you negotiate with probably your credit card provider or personal loan provider, you're already avoiding those things from happening. So once your husband, which of course, yung loss of job is just a temporary thing. And to nowadays, you've heard about the great resignation, diba? Everyone's leaving their jobs.
Yes.
So there's, and even Australia is experiencing yung a lot of jobs are available pero walang nag-a-apply. So this situation of the husband is just temporary. Give it another 2-3 months, makakabalik na yan sa trabaho, and eventually their finances will get back on track. So yes, it's a good time to start talking to the financial providers about it and negotiate her terms.
Nakakatuwa, and I like kung paano nyo po siya winarningan doon, no? Na ayaw mong magkaroon ng hit ang kanyang credit report kasi maaapektuhan ng mga iba niya pang needs, di ba, in the future. Yes. Na kailangan niyang humiram ng pera, mahihirapan siya.
Yes, that's right.
Ngayon po, di ba, sabi niyo nga temporary lang ang pagkakawala ng trabaho. In your view, tama po bang 6 months? 2 to 3 months na lang po niya yung repayment plan? What might be a good, parang timelines po siguro?
It's best for them to analyze the situation. We don't really know what the job of the husband is. It's possible that he is in an industry na mahina ngayon because of COVID. Like let's say, nasa retail ka and nobody's shopping, no? Except online. So probably he should not switch jobs, but do the same job. If he's an accountant, do the same job, but in a different industry. So doon mo engage yung situation mo, knowing that, oh, siguro mag-uusap sila mag-asawa, siguro kaya kung magkaroon ng trabaho ng mga 3 months. Or pag talagang isa tong trabaho na talagang mahihirapan siya talaga makakuha ng next job, then of course 6 months. Just call the bank and see how far you can go and discuss your situation with them.
Okay. Normally po ba, kapag halimbawa kinausap nyo na yung bank, are they quick to respond and actually help you? Kung kapag sinabi mong, okay, I'm done with, our situation has improved, my husband has gotten a new job, can we go back to the original plan or yung mortgage plan ninyo?
Yes, of course. If you negotiated for 3 or 6 months and then within a month or two, okay ka na, then just go to the bank and then tell them, oh, we can go back to the normal repayments that we have. I don't think that, you know, siyempre mas gusto ng bank kung bumalik kayo dun sa dati. And then moving forward, ano, you know, to prevent the situation from happening again and, you know, magkaroon ka ng emergency fund. Yun yung lagi kong sinasabi sa mga kliyente ko. Yung mortgage mo, of course, you know, that's going to be a lifetime mortgage. But you always have to save. Once you get your salary, lipat mo na yan sa ibang account, mag-save ka na, like siguro 10% of that, and have an emergency fund so that when a situation or crisis like this happens, meron kang pagkukunan, hindi ka natatakot. And ang mortgage, mawawala lang yan pag matanda ka na. So, habang nagtatrabaho ka, habang may mga anak ka pa, may mortgage ka.
Nakakatuwa naman. Again, maraming salamat kay Miss Maria Papa. Thank you po sa uulitin.
Okay, thanks Christina.
Ayan, at kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan! May peraan!
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.